Okay, Sanhedrin Perkhes, Mishnah Hey 8:5, and the last on the Ben Soru Mora. And really, this Mishnah was largely quoted by Rashi and by me in the opening Mishnah here. Here it says it inside. Ben Soru Mora Nidon Al Shem Sofo. He's judged based on how he's going to end up, meaning how the Torah assesses as it plumbs the depth of his psyche. This kid who's sort of doing this habit form behavior, he's incorrigible, he's an addict, he repeats it, his parents have given up on him, so now he's certainly going to end up doing terrible things. Therefore, Yamus Sakai, let's nip it in the bud now, so he at least isn't guilty of those crimes, Valyamus Chayev, rather than waiting until later, and then terrible things happening, and then he, you know, is punished as a having done much worse things. So that's the idea here. Of course, you're wondering, as all the Mefarshim ask, wait a second, since when do we judge people based on what they might do in the future? You know, that's not how we do it. We believe in tshuva, and there's even a Gemara in Rosh Hashanah. It says that Yishmael was judged by Asher Husham as he was at that point, and the reason why he wasn't deserving to die in the desert when he was sent away with Hagar by Avraham is because he wasn't guilty at that point. So why is this kid, which is not guilty at this point, why is he getting, you know, executed now? So the answer is that, first of all, when it comes to Yishmael, so Yishmael, although he had done rather not ideal behavior, he hadn't done the kind of things for which he would be deserving to die at that point. In contrast, this kid really has done already terrible things, so he's well on his way, so it's not quite the same. More than that, here we're saying, even though it could never happen anyways, that the behavior of this child, like I keep on building up again and again, it's a habit that he's now clearly developed. He can't be controlled even by his parents, even by the Beis Din. He does it anyways. He's lost all sense of control. He's incorrigible. So now we just know he's just a disaster waiting to happen. That's the Torah's assessment of it. If you'll ask a very other kind of interesting question, which is, wait a second. If the way Rashi puts it is he's going to stand on the corner and rob people at gunpoint, eventually killing somebody for their money to feed his habit, so good. If he kills someone, the penalty is like hereg, which is like beheading, which is terrible, but it's only 2 out of 4. It's the second worst of the, as opposed to skila, which is the most, the fourth, the most worst, the worst of all. So why should he not get at least just like the murder punishment? Why should he get this worst of all punishment of skila? So the Mefarshim basically say that, yeah, because he's going to do other things that will get him skila. For example, if he's behaving like this, he's going to be Mechal Shabbos. If he's behaving like this, he's going to end up being cursing his parents. So the point is that the Torah assessment is this kid, at least if he meets all these conditions, has no hope. So therefore, we should take him out of his misery now. Says the Mishnah further, Shemisasan shel Rishayim hana lehen v'hana la'olam. When a wicked person died and put out of his misery, it's a benefit to them because they stop digging themselves into a deeper hole. And hana la'olam, it's a benefit to the world because they're not causing the grief that they cause, you know, innocent bystanders here back on planet Earth. Bilat tzadikim, on the flip side, the death to righteous, ralehen, it's bad for them because they can't do mitzvahs anymore. They can't learn Torah, they can't earn zchios, they can't perfect themselves. Varala olam, and therefore it's bad for the world, right? They can't be the tzadik yesod olam, they can't be a megan, they can't be a zchus, a merit to the world, they can't get people, you know, musar and tshuva and so on, so therefore the world loses. Yain vishena l'rishayim, when people drink so much alcohol, they kind of pass out. So that is hana lehen v'hana olam. For the Rishayim, for the wicked, that's just good for them, and it's good for the world because when they're like in such a deep sleep, they're knocked out and kept, you know, they're kept out of trouble. So it's good for them. They don't, you know, accrue any more averas, and they don't cause other people mischief. But v'lit tzadikim, if tzadikim pass out from drinking, that's bad news, of course. Ralehen, v'ral olam. It's bad for them because they can't learn. They can't, you know, they've lost life. Can't make that up. So that's a loss for them, irretrievable loss, and bad for the world because, of course, they bring shalom and the light to the world, which they can't do now. Pizur l'rishayim, scattering a collection of wicked people. Hana lehen, you're doing them a favor because they can't get up to their, you know, bad plans and reinforce their bad behavior and bad ideas. V'hana l'olam, and therefore it's good for the world, benefits the world, because who needs, you know, the machinations of the wicked. V'la tzadikim, but for righteous people that are scattered, that's bad news, because of course, you know, pilpul chaverim and diktuk chaverim and learning together, you can good things can come out of it. And now it's ralehen. They can't get together. They can't plan and get good ideas and learn Torah and make plans to make the world a better place. Ralolam, and therefore the world is worse off for it. So it's bad for the world. Kinos L'Rashaim, the gathering of the wicked, a gathering of the wicked, like think what goes on in the prisons. All the wicked people collected together. Ra lehem, that's bad for them. V'ra l'olam, and bad for the world, because of course they reinforce their bad behavior, their bad ideas. They can come up to scheme to do all sorts of other kind of bad things, like every terrible, you know, superhero movie with the wicked people getting together to take over the world. It's bad news for everyone, so that's bad news. V'let tzadikim, as for the gathering of the righteous, that's great. Hana lehen, it's good for them because they learn from one another, they inspire one another, they come up with good ideas of what they can do to make the world a better place, and therefore hana l'olam, it's a benefit to the world because the world benefits from the collaboration of the righteous. Sheket l'rashayim, peace and quiet, relaxation, peace of mind for the wicked. Ra lehen, ra l'olam, it's bad for them and bad for the world because they have time to think, you know, the expression, the idle hands do the devil's work. I think it might be a Christian statement, but the point is, it's true. It's definitely true. Idle hands, people have nothing to do. They get up to all sorts of no good. So the point is, Rishayim should be kept busy. You know, if they're watching the football game, they're not causing trouble. If they're sitting around with nothing to do, then they can get up to mischief, and therefore it's bad for the world because the world suffers from the mischief they get up to. V'le tzadikim, peace and quiet for the righteous. Hana lehen, it's great for them, of course, right? They can develop themselves. They can think about things. They can grow. Get inspired and the like, they can daven. Hana l'olam, and therefore they bring good things to the world because of all the good ideas that they have, and the Torah they can teach, and the tefillahs they can do. So that's, they can inspire people, and all that will be great for the world.